going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When the Steelers beat the Falcons in week one, Kirk Cousins' first game back from a torn Achilles, Cousins would lose his job in Atlanta. Cousins...
not before beating the Eagles in one of the season's most surprising results.
They swept the Bucs, too, and he played great against them.
You want to talk about a bizarro team. That's three wins right there that don't make any damn sense.
Then forgot how to play football or aged in dog years. Lost out to Michael Penix. Very expensive backup showed up yesterday to Falcons voluntary workouts. Why am I telling you so much about what happened to Kirk Cousins and what's going on with Kirk Cousins? Because Diana Russini this morning said the Steelers could be a team interested this week in trading for Kirk Cousins services. First thing that pops into my head, if that's true, I have no reason to want to poke holes in Diana's journalistic resume. I'll leave that to others. A lot of people love to do that on social media. There are so many social media ombudsmans out there who just can't wait
to tear people down.
To just find the one story they got wrong, the one report that was incorrect, and then discredit every single thing that person says from here on out.
So are you suggesting like...
I'm not bitter about anything like that.
The numerous people who have already hit me up today or hit us up today on YouTube and said, is Ayuk over the goal line yet, Pony?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the Steelers really are one of the teams that is interested in Kirk Cousins, I mean, there's first of all, there's the whole, can Kirk Cousins still play football? Mm-hmm. Part of this. But the bigger, more macro point that is, I think, most relevant here is if you're waiting on Kirk Cousins or thinking about Kirk Cousins or looking to see what it would take to get Cousins and all the moving parts there, and that's something that is on the Steelers' radar, that makes me think that Aaron Rodgers is very, very, very far from a sure thing. Why would they even sniff around Kirk Cousins and see what's up with Kirk Cousins if Art Rooney still feels the way he did at the owners' meetings? Like it was fait accompli. It was just a matter of when, not if. They had so many positive signs and positive signals from Aaron Rodgers, including that throwing session with DK Metcalf, that, yeah, we're on Aaron Rodgers' schedule, but eventually he's going to wake up one morning in California and say, all right, enough of this. I'm ready to go play football again.
We're on his schedule, but that train arrives and its final destination is Pittsburgh.
You don't take a look at Kirk Cousins if you think you're going to get Aaron Rodgers. The other thing is, if Aaron Rodgers is in limbo and is kind of undecided, and we heard yesterday that one of his best football friends, Davante Adams, is waiting for a red carpet to be rolled out. This is taking that red carpet and setting it aflame. Because yes, Aaron Rodgers loves to point out, oh, I don't go find and read these reports myself, but I have people in my camp who do, like my sister. If he gets wind that the Steelers are thinking about a guy that he absolutely thinks is like way underneath him or below him in the ultimate quarterback power rankings and pecking order, knowing how sensitive he is, he might say, well, screw them. Yes, they must not want me. I could see that.
I would think he would look at Kirk Cousins and be like, wait a minute, you want the off-brand guy who's coming off of a torn Achilles tendon? Like, you want the crappier player?
Especially when I said I'd play for $10
million. Right.
And you still want to, at least in, I don't even care if it's just due diligence. You don't, there's no diligence to do here. You saw him play, you beat him. He could barely move.
It would be the height of desperation. He would be the actual worst, I think, option for them.
So now you've moved on to the point about where you actually now looked into like what is left in Kirk Cousins, the football player, and you don't like what you see?
How could anybody?
I know.
He looks completely busted. He was never a mobile guy like Rodgers was. Rodgers, for all his kind of quirks, did seem to attack his rehab. And I think you could, it's an easier case to make for me, to me at least, that Rodgers could somehow be a little bit better and more mobile, even at his age, 2 years removed from his injury, than you could ever say about Kirk Cousins. The guy in the best of times, before he tore his Achilles, was an immobile player.
And also, like, the definition of a big game loser.
A choke artist.
Yeah.
A guy, I also, like, to me, Kirk Cousins, if he doesn't end up going to the Vikings for a chunk of years, what does his career look like if he's an outdoor quarterback?
No, it's
just,
he's
a dome merchant.
I was going to say, it's just all about the amount of money he's made.
Well, that, I mean, yes, that's
the
other
first
part.
Thing people think about with him. It's not his stats. It's, oh my God, could you believe this guy has made this much money?
He's the ultimate business of football winner.
Hall of Famer. First ballot.
He and Darrell Revis, respective of their positions, are incredible.
And at least with Darrell Revis, he was a Hall of Famer.
He was a mercenary who just kept taking huge one-year deals. But like Cousins, relative to production, nobody's ever made. Maybe Sam Bradford's in there with him.
No one has cashed in more for being an above-average quarterback for a long time more than Kirk Cousins. Being like the 13th best quarterback in the NFL has made this guy hundreds of millions of dollars. And now it looks like he's at the end. And according to one very highly thought of reporter, the Steelers are looking to trade for him right now.
That would be rough.
Here's the other part of it. Again, if this is true, Tomlin loves the Falcons coach.
Raheem Morris
is like his little brother in football. Remember that time Brandon Marshall came to Steelers training camp and he was asked on that whatever show or podcast that was, hey, Mike, name your five best coaches in the NFL. And he didn't name Belichick, he didn't name Andy Reid, but he named Raheem Morris. He put Raheem Morris like in the elite football minds going. So and they worked together in Tampa. So there's a connection there. There's a friendship there. You'd think it would be very easy for Mike
to call up Raheem and be like, does this guy have anything left?
Yeah.
And Raheem.
And
to be
he's
like,
not
no.
gonna BS him.
No.
Because he looks at him as a mentor figure, somebody that's
he's not going to want to do wrong by him just to try to offload Kirk Cousins. He's going to say, no, we benched him for Michael Penix and we're not looking back.
Yeah.
He's done. He's cooked.
This would almost make me feel like Morris has given Tomlin positive reviews on the guy. If this is true, that they're...
Do you believe it?
This is going back to like what I asked you at the beginning of the show about the Sanders stuff. I really don't want to believe it.
What's the point of the chatter on this particular front? That's what I don't really get.
Like, The only way it's sensible for me is if, I was going to say is if it's a dirt cheap proposition like Russell Wilson, but it's happening so late in the offseason after the draft where there's no benefit to the dirt cheap part of it. You know, the benefit of signing Russell Wilson for the veteran minimum the Steelers did was that it happened the first week of the offseason and you could do all kinds of moves and fill out your roster with better players because you were paying your quarterback peanuts. Well, now it's almost the end of April. Saving money on a quarterback is not going to get the Steelers extra good players. That part of the football calendar is behind us. So, like, if Kirk Cousins had come here, I don't know, at the beginning of free agency, a deal had been worked out, and it was just like Denver, Atlanta's paying his contract, and you've got him for nothing, and I could say, well, you know, maybe an extra year removed from the Achilles injury, he gets it back. Okay, then I would probably or maybe be on board, but I'm not now. Like, I don't think Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph right now.
He's not.
For the Steelers' offense.
He's not. He was an atrocity down the stretch. Like, he was a far cry from the Mason Rudolph we saw for that handful of games 2 years ago. Kirk Cousins, in a four-game span, games 10 through 13 of their season, not one touchdown for Kirk Cousins in those games. He was turning the ball over.
Yeah, there was nothing premature about that benching. It was almost like a mercy benching. Like, they felt sorry for him because he looked so bad. It was like putting down a sick dog.
Pretty much. I mean, a little graphic there about, but he was like Old Yeller. He was bad. No touchdowns. In that same span, he threw 8 picks.
It's just another example, if this is true. I keep saying if because it's one reporter's story. But it's just another sign that the Steelers are so clueless when it comes to the sport's most important position. They're waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Now they're digging into Kirk Cousins.
Well, I think that's the more relevant broad point is that
these are the guys you're trying to get to solve the problem to end 8 years of never winning a playoff game.
If they're even kicking the tires, let's say they're only being floated as a team that could look more seriously at Cousins. What are you trying to do here? You're just like, you're trying to spackle over something. You're trying to hastily plug a hole that you don't know how to fill.
You're trying to catch lightning in a bottle with another has-been is what you're doing.
A recently injured has-been. Or because he was recently injured, he has become a has-been.
Well, this has-been has personal problems and doesn't seem like he's going to come to Pittsburgh anytime soon. Who do we have next on our list of people to call? Kirk Cousins.
Can I interest you in one heavily used and damaged Kirk Cousins?
Like, what's going to happen if Rodgers is still in limbo and Kirk Cousins isn't acquired? Who's the next call to? Friggin' Carson Wentz?
Let me ask you a question.
I mean,
right,
how far
now
are we away from something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Pony, but the problem is Pony would like celebrate that like a conquering hero.
I would, and so would Donnie.
I would call both. I would be struggling.
Donnie's
to not
laughing
call you
in there
because
he knows I'm right. He knows I'm right about that.
Yeah, I would.
If Ben came out of retirement, and put a video out there, tell me that would not get a huge pop.
I would be embarrassed for both of you.
Fine, I wouldn't care.
I know. I know. I'd mock you openly on the air, both of you. Again, I would not spare either of you in my comments. More likely that who is the most likely Steelers starter week one of the following three players? I'm going to name them. Both of you can answer. Mason Rudolph, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. Likeliest player to be the Steelers week one starter if I only
I'll
give
go
you those
one
three.
In hand is better than two in the bush and say Mason Rudolph because he's already here.
Donnie?
I still think Rodgers, but that wanes pretty much by the day.
Isn't this another story that makes it wane even more? Why would you kick the tires on Kirk Cousins if you think Aaron Rodgers is a slam dunk? When you run the risk of alienating him by this story even getting out there. I'd love to hear from folks on just the Steelers quarterback situation and what they should do. 412-928-9370. And the best call on that is going to win two tickets to see the Pirates take on the Padres May 3rd at PNC Park. 405 first pitch. Amanda loves the 405. Start time.
Worst start time for the NFL. Great one for baseball.
Worst one for the NFL?
4:05. Isn't that where they always slot the crummy game? Oh, the 4:25 is where you...
Yeah, 4:25
I get what you're saying.
The ideal.
Yeah.
But 4 o'clock football games, 4:05, 4:25, I love that time slot.
I know, but that's usually where you'll slot.
3:30 for college football, 4:25 for the NFL.
The 4:05 game in the NFL is like, if they can stuff Jags versus...
No, you're right.
Jags Raiders is getting tossed into that spot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Spiro's
exactly
on the call.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.